Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
College football, it's a fast-moving train. Get on or get run over. Bryce Underwood dragging Michigan fully into the NIL era. Who knows if he pans out, but he gives him a jolt and a real shot at dynamic play from the quarterback position, and he will bring others with him. It's a big day for Michigan. We're going to get the phone calls, get your thoughts. Let's go to Mel in Detroit. Mel, you're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
Just Coach Mel, Coach Bryce Underwood when he was 8 years old. And I'm going to tell y'all, would he pan out on this day? He's not only going to pan out, he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. What made this guy spectacular was his mental capacity. He was reading defenses at 8 years old. He took our plays and he was checking out of them as eight. Will he pan out? Man, them throws, Michigan quarterback, he was doing that at 11 years old. And this all is documented. You can go on YouTube and check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Fellas, I'm telling you, I've been coaching for 10 years. He's Tom Brady on steroids. And if you set and if you talk to this guy, you will know. I don't know will he pan out. I know he's going to pan out. I know Michigan will win more games, and I know they will win the championship. He's going to be the number one pick in the NFL. $10 million? That's petty. That's petty. And I'm telling you, you could talk to every coach that coached him. We give him plays. He knew how to read coverages at 8 years old. 4.0 students since he was 8 years old. He's Tom Brady on steroids. Everything I'm saying is documented. Michigan, Motor City Wolverines, he played for.
Yep.
He beat me when I coached against him when he was on Raiders. He beat me, and I knew that I couldn't beat this kid. He was doing too much stuff. 50-yard throws at 8 years old. I'm going to tell you like this. It's certain kids that is made for this. We've seen Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. I think the gods made him to play football. This all he knows, studying and playing football.
You are laying it on real thick. I'm not mad at you. You've seen him up close. The only reason I said we don't know is we've seen five stars with pedigrees who rose up through the youth ranks at their state level not turn into star players. I don't mean to disrespect Bryce Underwood at all. And I do think it's a huge day for Michigan. Mel, appreciate the phone call and the perspective on him.
Well, you love it when athletes really want to work at what they do. One of the things that made Calvin Johnson so great was he was gifted at birth with a lot of things most human beings are not gifted with. But along with that, he was gifted with the drive to be the best. A lot of athletes are really good at what they do, but they're just good at what they do. They don't have that, I want to study film. How can I beat you? How can I, like, the competitive angle of it? I've had the wonderful opportunity to be around guys like a Charles Woodson, like a Champ Bailey, like Megatron. And those are very few and far between. So when you see it at a young age and it continues throughout the course of a young career, you're hoping that it continues at the next step. There's no guarantee, but it gives you all the advantages in the world to reach that success.
And speaking of no guarantees, these recruiting rankings are not gospel. But this is the second best recruit the University of Michigan has ever brought in since they've been tracking this. The only one better was Rashawn Gary, who he delivered. He's in the NFL. He's still doing very well for himself. If you had the equivalent of a Rashawn Gary at quarterback, knowing what that position means in today's college football, if you can solidify the next 3 years of dynamic, mobile, dangerous quarterback play, I mean, it's a game-changing foundational move for Michigan if he pans out. And I have to say if just because he's a high school athlete. They're all ifs. You'd rather go into battle with a guy with the track record of this player, and Michigan lands him. And it does ask the question about how much brighter the future is. I mean, you're staring down a 6-6 football season, not feeling great about your program, and a move like this suddenly jolts you back to life a little bit. Let's get to Mark in Detroit. Mark, you're on 97.1.
Good morning. How you doing?
What's up?
I think that this is a great move for Michigan football going forward in the future. I believe that now the head coach that's currently there, he'll get actually the first opportunity next year to really make it a, take it a program and putting his name on the program and seeing what he's really capable of doing as the head coach, as far as well as developing a program. Mm-hmm. As far as this transfer portal thing, it's just the new landscape of college football. You know what I mean? So we just as fans, we just have to get used to it. There's some nuance of it I don't like the how many times you can actually transfer as a player. I think they need to cut that. I think they need to give it a limit. I think a limit of two. Once you commit to a college, you got one more opportunity to transfer, and that's it. I don't think you need the unlimited transfers to prove if you're a good college football player or not. As far as the money, the universities, the ADs, everybody's making money. Why shouldn't the college football players make a little bit? You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's my viewpoint on it.
Well, Mark, appreciate the phone call. And, in terms of limiting transfers, I don't know the right answer. I think there needs to be an answer. I mean, if your coach leaves, I think you should have a window to leave. I think you should
There's
get at least
reasons.
One mulligan, maybe not unlimited mulligans. Because that's the concern here is you get paid, not Bryce specifically, but a guy gets paid and then more money opens up somewhere else at another school the very next season, and it wasn't enough that you paid a guy millions and millions of dollars. There's a bigger bag at a school down the road. And I understand, do what's best for you and your family, but the sport has to maintain some level of competitive balance, too. And I think that's where we get into, will there be salary caps with revenue dollars used on players? Will there be caps on transfers? I mean, these are things that do need to be sorted out.
Well, there is going to be a cap on revenue dollars. But
then how do you legislate NIL? Because if everybody's still going to have their collectives, it's still going to be the same thing. It's just going to raise the floor.
Yeah.
But it's still going to mean Georgia and Michigan and Alabama and Texas, any of these big revenue teams who also have big collectives, are just going to use the collectives to one-up everybody else like it currently already happens.
Mm-hmm. It's the business of college football. And right now there are very few rules that are consistent from state to state or school to school.
Tony and Carlton, what do you think of Tom Brady on steroids picking Michigan? You're on 97.1.
Well, my comment is this is I don't have a problem with the athletes getting paid. I think they deserve it. I think one of the problems with the Bryce Underwood situation is you're giving a kid who's that young that much money, who lives from Belleville, he lives where he lives, to Ann Arbor, so close together that during the off season, during the week, you know, when he's got time off after school, he can go home. And sometimes that can be a distraction for athletes because they're hanging out with their same friends. Now they got this abundance of money. It could cause them to get in trouble. Sometimes it's better that the kid goes away from their state and their hometown. That way they can kind of grow as a team with their team and they don't have the distractions of their childhood friends maybe that could cause them that.
Yeah, it was a huge trouble for me. I say it jokingly. Has it been an issue for Aiden Hutchinson? Like, this was part of the discussion. All of these guys need to go away because of their friends or, you know, being too close to home. I think it is not giving enough credit to the individual that they're going to make the decisions that are best for them. Is every kid going to make a really good decision? No. They're 17, 18, 19, 21 years old. But let's give a little bit more credit for the people that we have heard from that are familiar with some of these recruits.
Yeah.
Have we heard anybody call in and say, oh, man, he makes really bad decisions?
No, people have really stuck up for the person he is, not just the player he is. And I do think it's case by case. Yeah, I think money exaggerates who you are, right? Well, if you're a well-rounded, grounded person, money isn't going to turn you into an undisciplined person. If you're undisciplined and then you get money, it's going to multiply it and make it a huge issue.
And you look at any school in state,
Michigan
State, Michigan. Where is the highest percentage of their roster from? In state.
Yeah.
And so are all those kids making a bad decision?
No, they're gonna
go out of state? Like, that, to me, that's just a ridiculous argument.
248-539-9797. It's 97.1.